When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Three in a row.
It's my guy. I'm hot.
And we have a Fade the Dibbers coming here this hour. This hour. Fade the Dibbers. And we know he's ready because it was within the last half hour that Dibs did actually look up who's playing tonight.
Oh, the pick is in.
It was incredible. He's been telling me the pick is in all morning.
Yep.
And then a half hour ago, he goes, oh, Broncos and Chargers tonight. I'm like, how can the pick be in? You have to know both teams who are playing before you can make an educated pick.
Well, I make my picks on Wednesday. I make the whole rack of picks, and then sometimes I forget which one comes up first. But
who's playing?
I like the pick.
Okay, and I like all of the players.
And the pick is in.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? We go out to that guest line right now for C.J. Holmes, who was covering the Warriors for years. And you left us, CJ. You left us to cover the Brooklyn Nets. How dare you do that?
Hey, long time no talk, gentlemen, man. You know, I had to do what I had to do. It's been good out here in the New York area, having a lot of fun. Say what you want about the team, but, you know, living out here has been cool. And the pick is indeed in. We're going with the Broncos, we believe.
Okay.
I love it.
Plus 2.5 tonight, which I think you're actually talking about winning the game, but we'll see about that. CJ now with the New York Daily News. And we like the team, too, because you just gave us Dennis Schroeder. So that's pretty fancy. What can you tell us maybe that at this point we don't know about Dennis Schroeder, who will make his Warrior debut in a couple hours?
Man, that's the thing. The things Dennis brings to the table are just so obvious. He's such a competitor, such a vocal leader, such a hard-nosed defender, and he's having a career offensive year. You know, something interesting Draymond said the other day, I think, is, you know, Dennis doesn't really fit what we do with the Warriors, but he's what we need. And he's exactly what that team needs, especially after losing DeAnthony Melton to, you know, season-ending ACL injury. He's a guy you can come in, give you a spark in the non-Curry minutes, and a guy that just brings it every night at both ends of the court. I mean, you can make an argument that he was one of the Nets', if not the Nets', most important player this season. And when you take a guy like him out of the equation, you kind of saw what the result was on Monday here at Barclays Center.
So what was the motivation for Brooklyn to trade him for virtually nothing? And because you got to take on the Melton salary, and you do get rid of Schroeder, who was one of the better players with Brooklyn.
Yeah, it did kind of seem like just the way the deal was built. It kind of seemed like a lot of things canceled each other out. You trade an expiring for an expiring. You do get a couple second-round picks out of it, even though you sent one out. And for the Nets, they're just in a full rebuild here. I was surprised, you know, out of all the names, the veterans on this Nets roster that kind of been being rumored to be moved soon, you know, Cam Johnson, Dorian Finney-Smith, I was surprised to see that Dennis Schroeder was the first guy to go. And I, And I don't think he'll be the last. It's only a matter of when, but it's full rebuild here in Brooklyn, trying to get these vets out into better opportunities on contenders, continue to build draft assets, clear up cap space. That's the name of the game here in Brooklyn right now.
CJ Holmes covering the Nets for the New York Daily News, and not long ago was covering the Golden State Warriors for a few years. So we're glad to have CJ in this particular moment especially. So, CJ, I think you started to talk about this a little bit because of your unique knowledge of the way the Warriors operate and what Dennis Schroeder is doing this year. What do you think about the fit and what it's going to look like starting tonight?
Yeah, it is an interesting fit. You know, when you just think of the archetype of the type of player that Dennis is, he doesn't really fit what the Warriors like to do. Has he improved much as a shooter since arriving in Brooklyn? Yeah, but he's not like a guy who's going to be, you know, knocked down from outside. You know, he's a guy who likes to have the ball in his hands, wants to come off some screens, wants to get to the rim and that nature. Not really a big assist guy in terms of getting others involved, although he is capable of doing it. But like I said before, it's going to be interesting to see how Dennis can take what he does well and implement it in the Steve Kerr system in Golden State. But I think the biggest thing that he brings to the Warriors is defense. You know, that's something DeAnthony Melton was bringing before he went down with injury, if I'm not mistaken. And Dennis is a guy who could arguably do it at a higher level. So if you're a Warriors fan and you want to know how will Dennis Schroeder make an impact immediately, it's going to be on the defensive end of the court.
What about Dennis as a locker room guy? Because we look at his, you know, resume being on 7 teams or now 8. I can't even keep track of all the teams he's been on. That kind of speaks to somebody who maybe doesn't always appoint himself well within the confines of the locker room. What kind of a locker room guy was he in Brooklyn?
Oh, he was a great locker room guy. You know, Dennis has been, I think this is like, what, his 10th NBA team or some crazy number like that, but I don't think it has anything to do with character issues. They loved him here in Brooklyn. Like I said before, he was this team's leader, not Cam Johnson, not Cam Thomas. It was Dennis Schroeder, and he may not and he doesn't lead by example. He does lead by example, but he leads vocally. You can see it out there on the court. He's rallying guys. He's calling huddles. He's slapping the floor. He's picking up 94 feet. That's just who he is. So if, you know, there are Warrior fans out there that are worried about how he'll fit into the locker room, that's something you shouldn't worry about at all. Dennis is a class act.
CJ, do you think, you sort of mentioned that you don't think the Nets are done. Do you think there are other Nets that might end up on or fit with the Warrior roster?
You know, that's crazy, because if there were any player on the Nets roster that was going to get traded to the Warriors, I would have guessed it'd be a guy like Cam Johnson.
Cam Johnson,
Cam
yep.
Johnson fits into what the Warriors do perfectly, to a T. Could there still be conversations going on involving him? You know, maybe. I haven't heard anything. You know, the latest reports were that the Warriors were never having conversations around Cam Johnson, Dorian Finley-Smith. It was always focused on Schroeder. But, you know, if they want to come back to the table, I'm sure Sean Marks will listen. And, yeah, Cam Johnson's a guy, you know, 6'8", can stretch the floor, knockdown shooter, also having a career year. It is just so easy to see how he can fit in the Steve Kerr system.
And when you look at what the pieces coming back would have to be, the name that we always throw out based on salary fit alone is Andrew Wiggins. What's your impression of Andrew Wiggins from afar now as far as what kind of a fit he might be in Brooklyn or elsewhere?
You know, I doubt that the Warriors would want to do this, but if there were any player on the current Warriors roster they'd be looking to bring in, it'd probably be a guy like Jonathan Kuminga, who better fits the timeline of what they're trying to do here. But, you know, if you got to sacrifice Wiggins in a potential deal for the Warriors to get a guy like Cam Johnson, I guess you got to get it done. But, you know, from what I understand, still a lot of ups and downs for Andrew Wiggins, still struggling to find that consistency. You know, he's a consummate pro. You know, he's not an issue in the locker room or anything of that nature. But I just don't think that Andrew Wiggins is the type of player who kind of fits what the Nets are trying to do on their current rebuilding timeline.
CJ Holmes covering the Nets, used to cover the Warriors. CJ, let's talk about Kuminga and the Nets, but from a different vantage point. Take a listen to this. This came from Bobby Marks of ESPN on our show just yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Jalen Johnson in Atlanta got 5 for $150. I think that would be a number I would be fine with for Jonathan Kuminga, maybe even a little bit less. I don't think he's as consistent where Jalen Johnson is right now. Where the market is going to be next summer or this upcoming summer, there's really one team that has significant cap space, and it's the Brooklyn Nets. Everyone else is kind of in a tier two, you know, 20 to 25. Brooklyn's got a ton of room to go out if they wanted to go out and put a whopper of an offer sheet here. So I'm curious, and I'm interested to see, you know, certainly more, you know, you kind of want more body of work. You know, I think we'll see that here with Kuminga over the next, you know, 4 or 5 months.
So, CJ, I'm interested not just about trade talk, but I'm interested if the Warriors do hold on to Jonathan Kuminga, try to negotiate with him next year, to listen to Bobby Marks, the market might say one thing, and there's only one team that could blow that market through the roof, and it's Brooklyn. Do you think they've got eyes for Jonathan?
Again, you know, I can't confirm or deny whether Jonathan Kuminga is a target for the Nets right now, but what I can say is he does fit the timeline. There is a lot of intriguing tools there, and like, what, the kid's, I don't even think the kid's 23 yet, right?
Right, correct.
He's super young, he's oozing with potential, but again, Jonathan wants to get paid, right? That's obviously been a source of a lot of tension between, you know, JK and the Warriors organization this season. If you're going to pay him that much money, if you're going to pay him the kind of money that you know he's going to command, you want to know that the upside's still there. You want to know that he's still going to continue to improve on the skills that he has right now. The answer is yes. Yeah, I could see them totally taking a swing on a guy like him, but I think the Nets in general, if they're going to spend money, they're going to be more focused on all-star level kind of talent.
Right, and he might be all-star talent, but probably not for 3 to 5 years based on what his trajectory has indicated. Steve Kerr said to us earlier in the week that he does still think it's viable to build a championship team around Steph Curry, who will be 37 in the spring. Having covered this team and being a real close watcher of the NBA, when you look at the Warriors with Steph as the centerpiece, do you still see them as a viable championship contender with upgrades?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny to say, right up until that Nets game a couple weeks back when Schroeder went out there and dropped 31 in that upset, I mean, the Warriors were rolling. You know, I haven't been paying too much attention to them over the last couple weeks. Obviously, they've been on a little bit of a skid, but as long as 30 is healthy, that team has a chance. As long as 30 is healthy, there are moves that can be made and pieces that you can put around that team to get them back to a championship level. You know, it's just going to come down to, you know, Mike Dunleavy willing to pull the trigger on some of these moves. And, you know, like I said, Steph is getting older. He's 37 years old. He's not getting any younger, but he's still Stephen Curry. As long as that guy is healthy, the Dubs have a chance to win a championship.
Hey, CJ, great to hear your voice, man. Thank you so much for hopping on with us.
Man, it was so good to hear y'all's voices too, and thank you so much for having me. Let's hope the Warriors and the Nets make another move soon, and we can hop back on again.
Yeah, because they're not meeting in the finals, CJ. I don't know if you know that.
that is for sure.
Okay, all right.
That was a hot take, CJ.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, there you go, CJ. CJ Holmes used to cover the Warriors. Now he's doing the Nets, and some interesting thoughts there as Dennis Schroeder gets ready for his Warrior debut in a matter of hours.
Yeah, good locker room guy, even though he's now going to be on his eighth team, and good defender, and a guy who was a bucket getter and hung 31 on the Warriors earlier this year, and the Nets are still going to be active in the trade market, it sounds like.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Do you have it in front of you? If you don't look. Do you have his eight teams in front of you?
I looked at it a moment ago. But
a moment ago.
It was a few moments ago, but with my memory.
How many moments is a few?
About 6 minutes ago.
Do you have the game show music, Lucas?
Based on my advanced age and my short-term memory issues, based on my life in the 90s, I probably...
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Won't even remember all
eight. Okay, can you name the eight teams starting tonight, obviously. Yeah. He has not played for the Warriors yet, but we'll fix that here in less than 2 hours.
Assuming he plays tonight,
can you name the eight teams for which Dennis Schroeder has played?
Well, I feel good about, you know, Brooklyn as a guess.
That's correct. Oh, Lucas doesn't know where the ding of the buzzer is, dude, does he? Do you?
Yep.
Okay.
That actually counts.
All right, that works.
The Warriors are going to be one.
Warriors and Nets, that's two.
Nope. The Lake Show, he played for them twice, I know that.
That's correct.
Counts for one.
Los Angeles Lakers?
Atlanta, I think he was a Hawks.
That's where he started.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2013, that's four.
I'm trying to remember the various hair colors that he's had because he tends to go color coordinated with his team.
What? He's got that spot there on the right side of his head that sometimes is different color than the rest of his head.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm only saying that to stall because...
Of course you are.
I just looked at it like literally 5 minutes ago, and I've already forgotten.
Well, this is kind of like when you get introduced to somebody at a party.
Oh my god, I'm the
worst.
And
then you go to the bathroom, and you have no clue what Jim's name is, even though that intro came 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, and I hate that because I strive to be better than that.
Yep.
And I'm just not better than that.
Nobody
I said
is.
Atlanta already, right? Atlanta, the Lakers, Brooklyn, and the Warriors.
Right, that's four. There are four more.
Yeah. Man. Was he a Rockets?
That's fine.
Okay, he was a Rockets. And, man, it's easier to think about teams that he wasn't on right now. I know he wasn't a Jazz.
No, we're not playing that
he
game.
He wasn't a Blazers.
No, we're not playing.
He wasn't the Nuggets.
Yeah,
he wasn't a T-Wolves.
No, I'm working on it.
He wasn't a Raptors. He wasn't a Celtics. And he wasn't a... I don't think he was in Sixers or a Knicks. He wasn't a Hornets.
Glad you're working your way through this.
No, I am, and I'm trying really hard here.
You want me to say something that'll really throw a wrench in
our... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, some of the teams you just named that he wasn't a... Yes, he was.
Oh, crap.
He was a...
Yes, he was a...
Was he a Knicks?
Nope.
That's buzzer number one.
How many do I get?
I think we've got time maybe for one more.
Okay, this is awkward.
Yeah. Three more teams that you have not named. He was a Laker, a Rocket, a Net, a Warrior, and a Hawk. Who were the other three, Dibs?
Was he a Hornets?
I'm sorry, you've lost our game. Fade the Dibbers.
And I looked it up, too.
You said he was...
Literally 8 minutes ago.
You said he was not a Raptor. He literally was a Raptor last year.
No chance.
You said that he wasn't a Celtic. Oh, yes, he was.
Yep. He was a Celtics?
2021-22 season. I think you forgot where he actually, like, after the Hawks, where he really started to make his mark in the league... OKC Thunder.
Oh, that's right.
OKC Thunder.
Don't yep him.
Now.
He's looking at it.
He also played for FG Braunschweig.
I knew that.
The Phantoms Braunschweig. I have no idea if I'm butchering those words. I'm sure that I am. Also spent a little time after the right before the Hawks with the Bakersfield Jam.
Okay.
I assume that's the G League.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Lucas.
No ding, but he's got that yep on a short list.
Yep, he's going to use it for the rest of the day.
Yep.
All right, good. So there
Eight
it is.
Teams, there you go.
Here comes the Dennis Schroeder era for the Golden State Warriors starting tonight in Memphis. Now, we played the Bobby Marks from yesterday for CJ. There's one more, and I want to actually put them back side by side because it sets the table for, I don't want to call this a proposal, but there is the framework of a potential Jimmy Butler trade that has been presented by the assembled National Basketball Association media. We'll tell you exactly who threw this out there, but more importantly, exactly what was said. And then ask, would you do it? Would you do this? But first, listen to Bobby Marks, because this matters in the conversation. You asked him, what is Jonathan Kuminga going to command on the open market?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Jalen Johnson in Atlanta got 5 for $150. I think that would be a number I would be fine with for Jonathan Kuminga, maybe even a little bit less. I don't think he's as consistent where Jalen Johnson is right now. Where the market is going to be next summer or this upcoming summer,
there's really one team that has significant cap space, and it's the Brooklyn Nets. Everyone else is kind of in a tier two, you know, 20 to 25. Brooklyn's got a ton of room to go out if they wanted to go out and put a whopper of an offer sheet here. So I'm curious, and I'm interested to see, you know, certainly more, you know, you kind of want more body of work. You know, I think we'll see that here with Kuminga over the next, you know, 4 or 5 months.
Okay. I think for you and I both, the eyebrows went up because all we keep hearing about when everyone has the Kuminga conversation is 35 to 40.
Yep.
And Bobby says 30, actually maybe less. I can tell you right now that if Jonathan Kuminga gets an average annual value with a number starting with the number 2, that to me is much more comfortable. And I think it's a game changer in terms of their maneuverability, their flexibility with other things that they may want to do with their roster. For example, I would be much more comfortable with a lot of the heavy back-end money that might go to someone like, say, Jimmy Butler, if you could get him without giving up Jonathan Kuminga, and I think that you can. So that comment from Bobby, oh no, Dibs, kind of reshaped my world a little bit with regard to Jonathan's future.
And I said that yesterday on the air because you said, oh, we're suddenly getting you back on board with the idea of a move of that ilk. And I said that it's in large part because of what Bobby said. And if you look at next year's salaries coming off, Schroeder at 13, GP2 at 9, Kevon at 8, that's $30 million right there.
Yep.
$30 million off. And if you put in Jonathan at, whatever, 25, 27 and a half, that would take those three. You add Kuminga in, and Kuminga's making 7 this year, so that'll only be $20 million more next year. You still have $10 million in room next year to go out there, and even if you did add Jimmy Butler, that would probably be at the expense of Wiggins, who's making 28.
Right.
So your balance sheet doesn't get totally out of whack if you make that kind of
absolutely
move.
And you can go over the line next year because you won't be a repeat offender.
Yeah, good call.
They have reset that this year. So the next question is, well, okay, could you get Jimmy Butler without giving up Jonathan Kuminga? Or could you do any big deal without giving up Jonathan? Bobby Marks.
I think with the players that we're talking about right now, whether it be, you know, Butler, and I think, you know, certainly Ingram, and I haven't heard anything with Golden State linked to Ingram, I think you can keep Kuminga and potentially, you know, if you're willing to basically give up. I think that the draft equity certainly is important here. I think it's a matter of what's important to Miami. You know, what's important, you know, they're not a team that takes a step back and builds through the draft. So what's important to them from a player standpoint here, but I think that would be the end goal as far as if you're trying to do a deal and try to keep Kuminga being involved in it.
It's interesting. This whole conversation yesterday really reshaped my mind on the entire idea of the Warriors in a trade, because I don't want to say that I never thought of this. I certainly had kind of hoped it, but I thought if you were going to get someone that really mattered, the likelihood is it's going to need Jonathan Kuminga to be in the deal, number one. And number two, I still have questions over whether or not Jonathan really, really, truly fits on this roster at the end of games with Steph. But let's imagine it for a moment. I think most of us have poo-pooed this. But I'm starting to warm to the idea of Jimmy Butler on the Warriors. I'm really starting to warm to this idea. Here is at least one potential deal that works, and I wonder what you think, and I wonder what you all think. Would you do this? 888-957-9570. It's essentially a three-team deal. It's going to end up involving the Detroit Pistons and whatnot, but here's what you'd have to give up. Jimmy Butler comes to the Warriors. You will give up Andrew Wiggins, Kyle Anderson, Gary Payton, Kevon Looney, and 2 future first-round draft picks. 2025, top 4 protected, and 2028, unprotected. That's essentially what you're giving up. I understand that the future picks, especially in 2028, it's a little bit of a knife twist. But I want you to imagine the closing lineup: Steph, Schroeder, Kuminga, Butler, Draymond. And Kuminga's not in the starting lineup. He's the sixth man. That way, you can have Draymond have some minutes at the four with maybe Trayce Jackson-Davis playing at the five. And then you still have bench pieces like Pajemski and Moody
and Buddy,
Hield. Yeah. Does that team sound like a real squad, a playoff squad at all to you?
It sounds like a playoff squad. I don't think that that's enough to get you over the hump, quote unquote, to be a championship team. I do think that your bench depth is a little scary to me. You've got Moody and Pods and Buddy, right? That'd be largely your bench, and Kuminga, I suppose.
And correct, Kuminga. That's a nine-man rotation.
Right.
That's what we've all been asking to get
you're
to.
You're losing Slo-Mo and GP2 and Looney, right?
Yep. Yep.
And as well as Wiggins. Right?
And Wiggins and so, two picks.
Right. And again, the picks to me, I would much rather have the 2025 be unprotected and the 2028 be the one that's protected, but I don't think it works really that way.
Can I read the first three texts that just came in?
Sure.
Comcast Business text line. But then we'll put it out to you, and we'll discuss this further. 888-957-9570. You want to do that deal? First text. I feel like that's a lot. Next text. Bleep no. And third text. That's a no from me, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It feels like a lot to me, too, just at the first blush. And the other part of it is, what's Jimmy going to want in the future?
Yeah, I get
if he agrees to opt in to his player option, so now you get him for a year and a half,
okay,
then I'm more open to it. But I don't want to have to give him 4 years and $220 million.
Lot more to discuss on this, okay? But time for you to call in. Would you do it? Kyle Anderson, Gary Payton, Andrew Wiggins, Kevon Looney, the 2025 first rounder, and the 2028 first rounder. You get Jimmy Butler. 888-957-9570. Warriors in Memphis tonight. Tip-offs at 5. Warriors live at 4. That's pretty soon. Presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. And bring on your calls. We're going to talk this out on Willard and Dibs.
Bay Area is DeAnthony Melton. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Yeah, but you don't play here anymore, so that's the end of that. Thanks for your opinion.
I didn't know we had that.
I didn't either.
First time I've heard that.
I am getting the weather report next week for Orange County, California.
Yeah.
Because that's where my sister lives. We'll be visiting there for Christmas. And a little birdie told me, let me look at this. Oh, yeah. Christmas is ridiculous down in L.A.
71.
69, 68, 69, 69, 69. It's the same thing every single day.
Right.
You know what it is down there during Christmas? It's hot!
Yep. You know who else is hot? And you can admit it. And none of you have wanted to finally give credit where credit's due. All year I've been trying to claim I was hot. And you said, oh, you need to win three in a row to be hot. I finally went three in a row. And I can't get any love from you right now? From Lucas.
Are you for
from
real right
Mark
now?
Grandy in his sickbed. All I want is
real.
Credit where credit is due.
Credit is credit's due.
I've been grinding all year. And I finally get to a spot where I'm worthy of some plaudits. And none of you want to give it? That's fine.
Why do you think I just did the whole weather in L.A. bit? Why do you think I did that?
Because you owe it to me, dog. Because I'm hot.
That's called credit where credit's due.
Finally.
I led you to water.
Yeah, and?
You took a drink.
Couple drinks.
But you better chill because you need to make another pick or else you ain't hot and you ain't over 500 anymore. Fade the damn Debras. Let's go.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
The great John Wooden once said, be quick but don't hurry. I'm asking you to do both because we want to get to these Jimmy Butler Warriors calls.
Yeah.
And this game tonight is kind of I'm sorry, what they? Oh, the Broncos and Chargers. Broncos and Chargers. That's right. They're going to play in L.A. where the Chargers don't actually call home, but it doesn't matter. The spread, can we confirm 2.5? Is that right?
Yep.
2.5. The Bolts are favored over the visiting Broncos. Both look like AFC playoff teams. Dibs.
Well, this is an interesting one because you're right. The Chargers don't really have much of a quote-unquote home field. And if you look at the advanced metrics, EPA, expected points added, Denver's got the best defense in the National Football League. Their defense is amazing, but the Chargers aren't far behind. Defensively, according to EPA, I have them at like 6th. In defense?
I think the Chargers have the given up the fewest points in the NFL.
I'm not concerned with points allowed because when you want to talk about points allowed, a pick six that your QB throws actually goes onto that ledger. So that's kind of a simpleton stat.
I would like to stand corrected in that because the Bucs scored 40 on them last week, the Broncos and Chargers are now tied.
Right.
Exactly the co-lowest number in the league. But
yeah.
Carry on.
Well, again, PA is lesser than EPA. Because PA, a special teams point allowed, and an offensive pick six, all these things play into it.
Sure.
But the greater point is these are two of the better defenses in the National Football League. The Chargers' offense, slightly better, and it's only 2.5 points. So I am going to root for the home team. And if they don't win, it's a shame. If they don't cover, it's a bigger shame. I'm going to do it. Put your hands down.
I'm ready.
The pick is in. You take the Chargers and you're minus 2.5. Cuckoo! No?
I agree with you. No, I already bet it this morning. I totally agree with you.
So does Guru.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Crap. Well, this will be a night for the ages if we're right.
Yeah.
Good
and,
Lord.
And my,
I hate
fate,
agreeing
fate,
with
fate,
you.
Fate.
You
everybody,
won't.
Fate. Everybody. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
I don't. You're not being authentic. I don't believe you when I hear you.
No.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling that you believe what you're doing. Your fade chant sounds like Steiny picking the Mavericks in six. I don't believe you.
Oh, he meant it.
He did.
And he still is wearing it.
He's wearing it because he didn't mean it.
Well, he did that thing.
Yep.
He did the damn thing.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Well,
damn it.
It's.
Damn it.
I
hate it when that happens.
I called it before the year started that the Chargers were going to be one of the surprise teams. You can hate.
You can hate khaki pants
all you want. Jim Harbaugh.
He's a good coach.
And what he does is he turns teams around. And he gutted the roster, and he has immediately built it in his likeness, which is 3 yards and a cloud of boredom.
And good defense.
And
yeah.
They might win this game 12-11. And you're right about the snooze fest part of this, but
All right. He
just is going to grind it out. Take the Chargers.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that went at all.
I was going to give you a pick for the women's Final Four volleyball, which you take Pittsburgh and
it's
you lay.
Too late. You
I
can't
know.
Lay a bet when the game has already started.
Yeah, it's a good one, though.
Anyway,
first of two.
Let's reset this, ladies and gentlemen.
Take the Panthers.
Okay? Let's reset this. Once again, the idea and the money work. Here's the thought. You keep Kuminga. And you get Jimmy Butler. The give up is Andrew Wiggins, Kevon Looney, Kyle Anderson, Gary Payton II, and 2 first-round picks. 2025, top 4 protected. And 2028, unprotected. That's the trade. You get Jimmy Butler. You're not playing 12 or 13 players anymore. I would argue your starting lineup becomes Steph, Dennis, Butler, Draymond, TJD. Your finishing five becomes Steph, Dennis, Jonathan, Butler, Draymond. That's your new death lineup, if you will. I think you score better. I still think you defend really well. Dibs. I know it hurts a little bit.
It hurts more than a little.
Before I say what I'm about to say, I want you to hear Steve Kerr again the other day when I asked him, is it realistic to build around someone who's about to turn 37?
I think the answer to that is yes, it's realistic. This is a once-in-a-generation player and athlete. He's superbly conditioned. We just watched him 2.5 years ago carry us to the title. This is Steph Curry's team, and he's still an all-star. You saw him in the Olympics this past year. It's our job to put him in a position where we're in the playoffs and we give him a chance with the best group around him, the best schemes, the best coaching, the best training staff. And that's the focus. And Warriors fans know really well that guys like Steph don't come around very often. You know, we went 40 years between titles from 75 to 15. So we have Steph. He's still playing at an elite level. We have to give him every resource to try to take us home again, because we've watched him do it 4 times. So that's why we're doing what we're doing.
We have to give him every resource. Dibs, I know it hurts a little bit. I would do this.
Yeah.
I would do this. Jimmy Butler is averaging 19.4 points per game. You put him on the floor at the end of games alongside Kuminga and Steph and Schroeder. These problems scoring the basketball in the last 3 minutes go away, and your defense stays strong. You shorten your bench, which you're going to need to do. It stinks to high hell. I get it. But I do it.
Yeah, not me. I'm out, and I think that the depth that you have right now, you might have a little too much depth, but this to me makes you too threadbare in terms of depth. You lose Slow-Mo, a good eighth or ninth man, glue guy. You lose Wiggins, a starter who's a good two-way player. You lose GP2, who can be a great perimeter defender in spots. You lose Kevon Looney, a great locker room guy, and your only real backup big. So now from a size standpoint, you've got Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Yep.
And end of list, unless you want to elevate Quentin Post.
You probably find a way to, get another body.
And I put this into the trade machine, the NBA trade machine, the three-way deal. It does work for all three teams. And Detroit would get Kevon as a part of this deal.
Yes.
By way of Miami. And they also get a second-round pick from Miami, which is the Lakers' second-round pick. That's all nuance of this. You're giving up 2 picks, and the part that really scares me is the 2028 unprotected.
I get it.
Because in 2028, if all these guys are gone, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond and Wiggins would be gone, and if you are, as you said that they would be, which is you've got nothing, you're a lottery team, and now you don't have a lottery pick.
I understand.
And I know you're not as concerned about the future as Joe Lacob and I.
And you got to give something up if you want to do this. If you want to go for it, you got to give something up.
I don't want to go for it in this fashion, and I don't know what Jimmy Butler is going to want. If Butler wants, like, if this deal is a deal that gets done and Jimmy Butler wants an extension or else it's no deal, how does that make you feel about the trade?
Okay.
So he wants 4 years and $230 million, and you're okay with that?
I don't know if it's 4 years. I don't know. You know, at his age, is that what he can command? I don't know. I don't know where that discussion goes. But if you're asking me if it's okay that at a pretty big number, Jimmy Butler plays here longer than just the rest of this year, I can stomach that. I can stomach that. I know they're old, but you put him next to Steph Curry. It like what we just talked to Bobby about makes it sound like you might be able to fit Jonathan into this financially as well. And I think that is probably the best the Warriors can do and what represents going for it and maximizing the remainder of Steph's career. Will it work? Probably not. But that's the world in which we live.
Yeah,
everything in sports is probably not.
But if it's a probably not for me, then, and I agree with you, it's a probably not.
Probably not going to do anything good with the 2028 first rounder either.
Well, you don't know that.
No, you don't know that this won't work either. My point is,
there's a 16-year-old out there right now that maybe is the next LeBron James.
But everything is probably not. Like, even when you're a favorite, it's probably not.
Of course. Only one team wins the title every year. And, you know, we were talking about the Giannis sound before, about the idea of a failure. And, you know, Michael Jordan played 15 years and he won 6 titles. Does that mean the other 9 years were failures? I disagree with that, and Giannis is absolutely right. But I look at this trade and what it does for this year's team. Yeah, Jimmy Butler's really good. He's an all-star, and he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. But if it doesn't work out this year, then you're stuck. And if Jimmy opts into his 50-whatever million-dollar deal, then you're left with a pretty thin bench going forward, and you've got an aging roster. I just don't like it. I think you're giving up too much, especially when it comes to picks. I would much rather see them do something incremental as opposed to this absolute Hail Mary of a move.
I get it. We've also never heard that with the Warriors. Every single thing that we've heard a Shams or a Windhorse or anyone say, at no point is anyone like, Warriors are really looking to do some Farhan stuff out there now.
Well, they've already done one of those.
I know. And all we've heard is more coming. Warriors, Joe Lacob, they think big. They're not thinking about tightening the screws. They're thinking about throwing the bucket out back and getting a new one. Ted and Petaluma on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Ted. Thanks for the call.
Hey, appreciate it. Enjoy listening to you guys. But I would have to absolutely disagree with you. A couple of things you said almost made me laugh. You said Steph is kind of old. So you take one old guy and put him next to another old guy and expect magic. That's one part. The other part is when you think about this trade, I kind of think about Durant. I know it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. But when we thought about the Durant trade, we all automatically thought championships. That's not what comes to mind when I think about trading for Butler. It's just not the same, in my opinion. So bottom line is I would definitely not give that. I would rather take our chances with young players, a deep bench, and maybe one additional young five who can actually score. That seems to me like what we're actually missing. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, we got it, Ted. Thank you so much for making the call. And again, I feel like I keep saying this over and over. It's not that I disagree with you or that matters. What matters is that Steph disagrees with you. That's all. Like, if Steve Kerr's going to sit here and say, yes, it's completely realistic to build around a guy who's 36, if he's going to say that, then why are we saying, well, why would you acquire another old player? Because he's actually younger than Steph. And he still scores 20 points per game. And the idea of, as Ted put it, quote, taking our chances with the young guys is not attractive to them. It's just not. And let me further it. Like when people say, well, Mark, that's not going to work. Neither's your idea. It's not. They're not good enough right now.
Well, I don't think they're good enough if they bring in Jimmy Butler.
And that's a fair opinion.
So we're gonna shovel assets into a furnace for something that's not going to work either. That to me is insanity to take. And I know you don't love the idea of the future and these picks that may or may not be worth anything. We'll never know until the picks are made. They could be Wiseman. They could be Steph Curry. They're allowed to have
absolutely
a top 10 pick, and they're allowed to find the next Steph Curry. I mean, it's unlikely,
yes,
highly unlikely.
And they're allowed to take this chance, too.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Because, again, as Steve, and I think this is what's fair. It's not like I hear y'all about age. I really do. But what I think Steve and the Warriors are saying is, understand, there are a lot of great players that play in the NBA. But the number of generational all-time greats, I'm not kidding you. A lot of us might be dead the next time the Warriors have someone like this.
That was a little bit more morbid than I wanted.
I'm telling you the truth. Like, you and I lived for how long before he showed up?
Yeah, almost our whole life.
And as great as Chris Mullin and Tim Hardaway and Mitch Richmond and anybody else, Rick Barry, as great as all of them were, they're not this. They're not this. You don't.
Is he still that, though?
I don't know. I can't definitively answer your question.
Yeah, I don't think that he is still that.
And that's a fair comment. But Steve is saying, we still think that he is, number
right.
one.
And
number two.
He used the Olympics where it was two games over a three-day stretch. And if you want to look at the whole Olympics, he was not very good in
true.
The early part of the Olympics.
I
so if we're going to be totally fair about
yeah.
what that was.
I mean, the Warriors are going to sit here. I don't think the Warriors are like, dude, we got this. Steph's still amazing. Trust us. I think what they're saying is, look, that's a better bet than the other way. It's a better bet than thinking, I think Kuminga's going to be a star. Even if he's an all-star, is he going to be a champion? Is he going to be a generational get on my back? Everybody around me, let's make this thing go
and let's win
the whole banana.
I do think that, like, let's just say that Jonathan Kuminga can be that.
Okay.
I don't think that he can be that during the remainder of Steph's career. I will grant you that. And let's just say Kuminga gets to a level where he is an all-star and he is a dude. It's probably in 3 to 5 years, and Steph will be 40 to 42. So at that point, the timelines don't line up for what you're talking about. I'll grant you that. I just don't think that adding Jimmy Butler, depleting your bench, makes what you have now suddenly a thing that's worth all that risk.
I get it. I get it. But we could also bounce around the league and talk about all the dudes. You know what I mean? LaMelo Ball is a dude. Turns out he's a dude. He's averaging 30 a night. What does it add up to? They suck.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can even look at Jordan Poole, who he's having a great year, but they're terrible.
They stink out loud. Tyrese Maxey, 25 a night. What's it get you?
Yeah.
You stink.
Well,
you stink.
That's not his fault.
No. It's not LaMelo's fault, and it's not Jonathan's fault. I think that's the point the Warriors are trying to make. Yo, we don't get to do this again. Maybe ever. So squeeze the orange. Even if it's a bad bet, it's no worse than what you're betting on. Hang on to everybody because they're young. Bad bet. It's a bad bet.
No, you don't. For me, you don't know that.
You don't know anything. We don't know that Jimmy Butler won't work.
Well, you know what you have. And so if you look at what you have and you want to subtract what you're saying they could subtract, which is Wiggins, Payton, Slo-Mo, and Kevon, and you add Jimmy Butler, you could look at that and tangibly say, okay, what does that do for us? Now you're finishing five. It's pretty sexy, and I like that. But then I look at the bench, and you've got Buddy and Pods and TJD and
Kuminga.
Hi, this is Gee Santos and I mean Kuminga and Pat Spencer. And
whoa, I mean that's
you're pretty thin.
How many players do you want to play?
Well, Steve likes to play 9 or 10, and this year he's been playing 12.
Yeah, that's 9. So, you just mentioned 9.
Yeah, but of the 9, I mentioned 3 guys who aren't really guys you want to play in high leverage spots.
Well, no, you have your leverage guys, and I'd argue that Kuminga comes in off the bench and he is a leverage guy. And I think Buddy Hield is certainly capable of that from a scoring standpoint. I know that all right now everybody's mad at Pods, but it's not like he goes out there and doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
No, but people are clamoring for him to go to the G League, and now TJD can't even get minutes.
TJD's
fallen out of the rotation,
yeah.
So now you're talking about 7 playable guys, and all of whom would be over the age of 30. That, to me, does not sound like a sustainable championship plan.
Mike in San Diego next up. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man.
I'm kind of agreeing with Willard here. You are 100% right. You do this. Steph Curry don't grow on trees. The only, as fans, we tend to overrate our players because, we watch them all the time, and I get that. I do it too. But from Miami's point of view, the only real asset they're getting is Wiggins' salary and a post-Steph first-round pick, which that first-round pick's probably pretty good. I think you just do this trade because you're not going to find a Steph Curry again, and maybe it's a bad trade, maybe it's not, but you have to go all in at this point. You're not going to find another Steph Curry unless you're insanely lucky. And just kind of to take an example from maybe a team that's a little north of me in L.A., like the Rams, F them picks. Go for it.
Right. And thanks, Mike.
Walk you off, Lucas.
It worked. It worked once. It hasn't necessarily worked again. But what the Rams have sort of been able to do, which I would argue also we have not brought up and the Warriors could do. Let's say they did a deal like this. It didn't work out. There are options between now and 2028 to try to regenerate yourself and regenerate your assets. I'm not saying you would necessarily get a high lottery pick.
Right.
But there are ways to reboot assets if you get to a point.
Well, the Rams traded Aaron Donald, right?
Yeah.
Among others.
No, they didn't trade Aaron Donald.
Oh, he just walked in free agency?
He's retired.
Yeah.
He retired.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's ways. If you go for this and then a year and a half from now you're like, okay, now it's really, really cooked and we're a bad basketball team, there's ways to start making maneuvers to rebuild your assets. So it's not. I don't think the Warriors are too smart to end up with the pants down. That's another premise that I will go with in this opinion.
Well, I think that if you trade 2 first round picks over the next 4 years and you wind up with Jimmy Butler for 3 months and it doesn't work out, your pants are kind of halfway down.
I don't know about that. I mean, especially coming from somebody who, you don't think they've got anything now. You don't think they've got
action
now.
You don't think they have any action then. And I think they have more. Like, when Steph and Draymond are gone, you were saying before that they've got nothing.
Right, because that's 4 years down the road. So that's a story that we're building in our head, number one. And number two, yes, Jonathan can be great. And that doesn't mean you have a great basketball team. It means you have Jonathan. The same way Charlotte has LaMelo. It adds up to nothing. Like, you have to have a whole team. You're going to have to build assets in a number of different ways. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Hey, guess what, kids? Dennis Schroeder is starting, and the Warriors play in an hour, and Warriors Live starts next on Willard and Dibbs.
Meantime, it's Dan Dibley to talk about Abundant Life weight loss. And you've heard the spot, as Steiny reads it so eloquently, in the crossover. And I know that I'm excited to talk about my weight loss journey, down 25 pounds. And it's happened since March. And the weight came off in the first month or two. And it stayed off because of this great program. You follow the plan and the weight comes off. You could find out the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day with Abundant Life weight loss. All you have to do is call for your free consultation. The number is 925-854-5140. I know we're getting close to resolution season as the calendar turns, and you should probably get all this in place as you get started on your new year and your new you, because this plan is great. It's pretty easy to follow, and you don't need to worry about surgery or injections or any pills or anything like that. It's a good, solid weight loss plan that works. Just call. Get your free consultation and get started. 925-854-5140 or go online to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My entire family's obsessed with all things Wicked, but my kids can't stop watching the trailer, and now they're having a Wicked-themed sleepover. Do you think our internet can handle all of the streaming and memeing going on?
Well, we've engineered our Xfinity gateways to handle hundreds of devices at once, so they can all stay magically connected.
Wow. Are you a wizard?
I wish. No, just someone that won't let a bad connection burst your internet bubble.
Now through December 22nd, get thrillifyingly fast Xfinity Gigabit Internet for $25 a month for 12 months when you add Unlimited Mobile. And get Peacock Premium, a $7.99 a month value included at no extra cost. Or lock in your internet price for 2 years for just $5 more a month with a 1-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more and keep the magic going from your screen to the big screen. And see Wicked in theaters now. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless plan and auto-pay with Stripe bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Kick Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Save on premium protein at Whole Foods Market. Prime members get no antibiotics ever bone-in beef rib roast for 20% off through December 24th. Wow your guests with a fall-off-the-bone holiday centerpiece. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
The following is an attorney advertisement. If you get sidelined by a workplace injury, the workers' compensation attorneys at Boxer & Gerson can help get you back in the game. Our team of skilled attorneys will fight by your side for the treatment and compensation you deserve. We care about justice for injured workers. That's what makes us Northern California's premier workers' comp law firm. Call Boxer & Gerson at 510-345-2341 or visit BoxerLaw.com for a free consultation. Boxer & Gerson, your life is worth the fight.